Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not insurance. That means you can sign up any time of the year. Liberty HealthShare has no network. You are free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall. That's libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Well, while the demo rats here in Las Vegas and across the state are making their final case to voters for the Saturday caucus, the President of the United States this morning was winging his way to Rancho Mirage in the People's Republic of California for what is going to be a mega fundraiser, $250,000 per ticket. That's incredible. A guy that monitors everything going on in the Coachella Valley and beyond, my buddy Jim Yoder, who joins us. Jim, how you been, my friend?
Kevin, I've been very well. How have you been doing?
Really good, really good. First of all, what do you make of the president going out with hand extended to a fundraiser for $250K? That's incredible. You know, are you on that list, by the way?
Am I on that list? No, I'm not on that list. You can get to shake his hand for $100,000, but if you want to have a roundtable discussion with him and play golf, it's $250,000. But what I find intriguing about it is the host of it, his idea is Larry Ellison, who owns Oracle. And, you know, he's a Silicon Valley guy, and you don't find too many Silicon Valley guys in Trump's corner these days. And I think it's fantastic that he's doing this. And, Trump's all in, and people here, I have to tell you, 65% of the people here are very, very excited that Trump's here. It's not liberal L.A.
Wow. I think that's great. I think that's absolutely great. Does Larry Ellison have a place in Rancho Mirage? Does he have a home?
Trump is at his place. He's got a ranch called Porcupine Ranch, and it's only about 3 miles down the road from me here. And what's cool about it, Larry Ellison also owns the tennis facility here, which is, I think, the second largest tennis facility in the world. And he owns the tennis tournament, the Indian Wells tennis tournament that's here every year. And he has five 5,000-square-foot homes lined up on his property. And every year when the tennis tournament is here, the top five players in the world stay in those homes.
That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah.
That's information you won't get anywhere else. I absolutely love that. Thank you. Thank you.
My head is full of useless information.
Isn't that the truth? Jim Yoder joining us, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley. I'm just curious, what happens when the president comes someplace like Indian Wells? Is it like here where streets are shut down and the cops are everywhere?
I was just out. I had to go the opposite direction down to Costco about 45 minutes ago. No, you don't know anything. We saw the airplane fly over about 9:30. But as far as we're concerned, we don't see anything. I did read today that there are road closures, and it's always very difficult around the airport to get in. It's a very small airport here, and it's always difficult to get in. But for the first time ever, they're not telling you what roads are closed. When Obama came here all the time, in fact, Obama was here on Monday on President's Day, when he was here, they would always announce what roads are closed and how you have to get around and how to navigate. They don't do any of that when Trump comes into town. They don't tell you anything ahead of time. But to answer your question, it's not significant, and I understand he's leaving here at 1 o'clock. I'm on a 4 o'clock flight out of here today, and I was kind of concerned, but he'll probably be long gone. But no, there's no impact. I'm looking out on the golf course now, and the golfers seem to be not having any trouble getting around.
There you go. I got to ask you, while the president's playing golf at Rancho Mirage and raising a ton of dough with Larry Ellison, the Demo-rats are getting ready for this debate tonight. Are they drawing lots on who gets the first opportunity to stick a knife in Mike Bloomberg's back?
You know what? I think it's jealousy among as much as anything. But they're going to all gang up on him, and I'm just laughing. I heard Megan Bartholer. I agree. I'm just laughing at this because they're just eating their own. But do they really want Bernie Sanders to be the nominee? I mean, they have nobody, and it's what's really sad though is you see these crowds that Bernie draws, and it makes you shake your head at our educational system that we've allowed people to be able to think to the point that they think that Bernie Sanders is a viable candidate and he's good for our country. That's a very scary proposition to me. Mike Bloomberg, I read today where he's paying all these social media people, these kids, $2,500 a month to go onto their social media accounts and discuss how great Bloomberg is and push him. That's going to cost a lot of money. But that's one approach he's taking. But I don't think people really like the fact he's buying this nomination.
Your Democrat friends there in the Coachella Valley, I'm curious, are they willing to have a billionaire be their standard bearer, their nominee for president? I mean, the same people that give you AOC and Bernie and all that, are they going to accept a nominee who's a billionaire? And by the way, Tom Steyer's all upset that he's not on the stage. I think it's that the Democrats would not like the optics of two billionaires on the same debate stage.
It narrows their conversation a little bit if they do that. But your first question regarding my Democrat friends and accepting Bloomberg, what scares me is I've got a lot of people who are Republicans who are telling me that if they had their choice of a Democrat nominee, it would be Bloomberg because he's more of a capitalist. And yes, he is a capitalist, but he is the captain of the nanny state. I mean, this guy wants to tell you what you can eat and drink, and isn't he the one that already came out and said that if you're in your 90s and you're diagnosed with cancer, they're not going to treat you? And this guy's really a scary individual. He thinks he knows better than anybody what's best for you.
Let me ask you about the others. It's almost as if Michael Bloomberg, Mike Bloomberg, Mikey Bloomberg, is sucking in all of the oxygen, the political oxygen. And for a guy like Mayor Pete, for a woman like Amy Klobuchar, two candidates that have been surging, it's almost as if they've been stopped dead in their tracks.
Well, yes, and they're really coming after Mayor Pete now because I read today where these Democrats are coming out and talking about his record in South Bend and where murders went up from like 600 to 1,900 in a one-year period, and what a horrible job he did as mayor of South Bend. So they're coming after him, too. The only one they're not coming after is Amy, because she's been irrelevant up to now, but she's kind of sneaking up the pack. But I don't think she's got a prayer against Donald Trump. And then they'll bring out her. You know, she's got some personal issues, the way she treats people on her staff and this and that. So once she gets up to the level where she's a threat, they'll bring out those knives for her, too. It's just whoever happens to be at the top of the heap, they go after at that time.
Again, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, Jim Yoder, he'll be voting in March, because after Nevada comes South Carolina. The diversity states, 60% of the voters are going to be people of color. And then it's on to Super Tuesday, and that means California, that means Texas, that means a bunch of other states all on the same day. Is everybody getting excited about Super Tuesday? And by the way, has Gavin Newsom, the governor, has he endorsed a candidate, a Democrat?
I don't think he has endorsed anybody yet, because he's always just in for himself. But I got to tell you a little tidbit about him. He made a very big splash last week around here, sending videos out, correcting the homeless problem, that he was taking homelessness on straight ahead. And he had a video of all these trailers, these mobile homes being pulled into an area of Los Angeles. And this is how he was correcting the homeless problem. Well, we've got 50% of the homeless people in this country are in the state of California. There's millions of homeless in the state of California, and he brought in 60 trailers.
That's it. That's how he's going to correct it. 60 trailers.
That's correct. But I mean, talk about a guy that's all hat, no cattle. This guy is just unbelievable.
That is incredible, and that's his solution. That's his solution to the homeless crisis in the People's Republic of California. That just makes that makes no sense at all. And is he promising more trailers? And if so, who's paying for it?
Well, that's the question. Who is paying for it? Because he doesn't want any federal help. He goes out of his way to let you know that he doesn't want Trump's help or the federal help, and that he thinks California is leading the way. The progressiveness in California is the way that the rest of the country should go, and he thinks we're at the top of the heap. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
People are leaving California in droves. In my neighborhood, people are leaving. There's more homes for sale in my neighborhood than there have ever been.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah.
And that's just people have had it with the high taxes and the regulation and the liberal agenda?
Exactly. And, I mean, they're moving to Arizona from here. A lot of them are moving to Nevada still. And I'm not sure Nevada is that great a place to move to now. I don't think they're real friendly towards businesses from what I hear. But they're going to, you know, Texas. And I'm just afraid that all these Californians are going to move to these other states, and then they're going to vote blue, and then we're totally screwed as a country.
More coming up with Jim Yoder. We're going to talk more about what's going on tonight, the debate, and then, of course, the caucus on Saturday, followed quickly by South Carolina and then Super Tuesday. We'll do that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Are you sick of a do-nothing Congress? I am. My name is Sam Peters, and I'm running to be your voice in Nevada's 4th Congressional District. Let me be frank. I'm not a career politician. I am a veteran who earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan, and I'm a business owner. I don't want to nibble at the edges. I want to get things done. I'm running to get real results on securing our borders, reforming Congress, balancing the budget, all while keeping our economy thriving. Join me by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than 3 decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to KevinWallRadio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's KevinWallRadio.com.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You are the fast machine. All across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It is live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. Jim Yoder joining us, our eyes and ears from the Coachella Valley, joining us from Indian Wells. And of course, the president is in nearby Rancho Mirage. You say that he's what, a couple of 3 miles from you?
Yeah, just 3 miles down the road here on Highway 111. Larry Ellison's place is right on Highway 111 here, and I'm right off Highway 111 myself. So, yeah, just 3 miles down the road.
Oh, that's cool. I got to ask you, because the Democrats tonight are going to be debating. While they're debating, the president's going to be in Phoenix. Do you like this idea of going out and doing these CAG rallies, Keep America Great, simultaneously to the debates?
I love it. I love it for so many reasons. I mean, Trump's just putting it right in their face. But also, he's demonstrating to everyone the crowds that he draws versus what they draw. It's incredible how popular Trump is with everybody, and it just gives him the ability to showcase it right there, apples to apples. You know, you can compare what they're doing with what the type of audience they get for their debate versus his crowd that he gets for his rallies. I think he's doing a fabulous job.
And tomorrow he'll be in Colorado, and then of course on Friday the big CAG rally here at the Las Vegas Convention Center on high noon on Friday. I'm curious what you think of these so-called Bernie bros. They are the ones that have been issuing death threats to online to members of the Culinary Union here in Las Vegas for not endorsing Bernie. And I'm curious who you think these people really are. I mean, they're anonymous, I guess, hiding behind the online posts. But I'm curious who you think these people are. What are they? Is it an extension of Antifa or what?
I think it's they're hiding behind their computer keyboards, just like Antifa hides behind these masks that they wear. They're cowards, and they're big talkers, but they don't have any substance behind them at all. And I haven't seen that Bernie has told them to go away or anything. I don't think he seems to have a big problem with it. And another thing that I've noticed today, Kevin, you guys are talking about the debates and everything. Maybe it's me, but I haven't heard Joe Biden's name mentioned once. What happened to old Joe Biden?
He was Mr. Inevitable. He was going to be the only guy capable of beating Trump, and I guess that's become paramount for the Democrats.
I mean, tonight could be it for him, don't you think? It could be all over
well,
for him.
No. But the way they're pitching this is Nevada will be the launching pad for his effort in South Carolina, where 60% of the voters will be people of color. I don't know that. I mean, he can't even attract white voters, much less black voters.
No, he's counting on that. But I think his ship has sailed. We talked about this as far back as last July. I don't think this guy ever had a chance. And I think his family is basically cruel to keep him out there. This guy's got some health issues, and to prop him up and take him out there is not very nice, I don't think. But this guy does not belong on that stage.
Do you think he will not last until South Carolina, or is he at least going to make an effort there? For instance, he left New Hampshire the day of voting, like 11 o'clock in the morning, and he said, I'm out of here, to go to South Carolina and to go to Nevada. Do you think he would do the same thing?
Absolutely. He will leave early because he's going to know the numbers a lot earlier than we do, and he's got his team will let him know. And if it's not good, he's bailing out. But how poor form was it of him to bail out on the people in New Hampshire? All these people that have spent a year campaigning for him for free, donating their time and going door to door in bad weather, and then he doesn't even stick around to thank them for their efforts and bails out and goes to South Carolina. To me, that goes to character, and it tells you a little bit about the type of person he is.
Jim, it's always good to visit with you. You're going to be in Vegas in a couple of weeks, right?
I'll be in your studio March 2nd, Monday morning.
Oh, my God. I can't wait. It'll be so much fun. That means we get to go to dinner.
We go to dinner. May go to Ichabod's on Sunday. You never know.
Breakfast is always good. Breakfast is always good at Ichabod's. Hey, thanks so much, man. We'll do it again.
Hey, thank you, Kevin. Nice talking to you.
That's Jim Yoder, our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley from Indian Wells, joining us on Live and Local Now. Coming up, this whole thing is getting bizarre. We've got really two or three stories that are just out there. One is the pardons by the president yesterday, the commutations. I think he was solely within his right, and I think he did the right thing. I don't know the individual cases, but I think he did a good job. Bernie Sanders doesn't know what to do. He's leading in a lot of these polls, in particular the national ones, but he sees Michael Bloomberg in his rearview mirror. What's that all about? We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. Plus, your phone calls. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report. The major averages are higher in afternoon trading as investors set aside some of their concerns about the coronavirus. China's top diplomat telling counterparts in Southeast Asia that the situation is under effective control in the province where the outbreak is centered. Today's gains marking a reversal from yesterday when tech stocks led the market lower. This after Apple warned that its revenue would take a hit because of the outbreak. Shares of Apple are up over 1.5% today. And GE's chief executive Larry Culp cautioning investors that the manufacturing giant would burn about $2 billion in cash flow in the first quarter due to pressure from the extended grounding and production halt of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft. GE, along with Francis Safran, make the engines used on the jet. Still, Culp expects GE to generate cash from operations later this year. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Kathleen Barsky, invested in you.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Rob Blagojevich, happy to be home in Chicago. The former Illinois governor's 14-year prison sentence commuted to 8 by President Trump.
President Trump is a man who is tough and outspoken, but he also has a kind heart. And this is an act of kindness, and I also believe it's the beginning of the process to actually turn an injustice into a justice.
Blago, as he's known with reporters and supporters outside his home, he was convicted on 17 charges, including one related to trying to sell Barack Obama's old Senate seat. A crossing guard dies in the line of duty.
Bob Nill, a man remembered as a hero in Kansas City, Kansas, where he lost his life saving two kids from an oncoming vehicle. The 88-year-old, known as Mr. Bob to students at Christ the King Catholic School, was trying to warn the 7 and 11-year-old boys to stop and let the vehicle pass. Seeing the kids were not responding, Nill pushed the kids out of the way and was run down and killed in the process.
That's Ken Duffy. America's listening to Fox News.
We've toiled and triumphed.
We choose to go to the moon.
And pushed mankind to new worlds. We fought for justice.
A turning point in man's search for freedom.
And freed a continent.
Tear down this wall.
But perhaps our greatest achievement isn't thanks to an athlete or an astronaut. It's at the very core of our country. Our greatest achievement is in your hands. Democracy 2020. Fox News. America is watching.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
Investments in securities involves the risk of loss. The following is a far too common tale of investing in annuities. A successful couple invested a large portion of their savings in annuities, thinking they were a safe way to guarantee a dependable income stream no matter what the market did. But it didn't take long for them to regret their decision. They were locked into low returns, faced potential tax consequences, and that they couldn't get out of their annuities without paying huge penalties. They were stuck, and so was their money. Suddenly, their retirement hopes and dreams were in danger. But it didn't have to happen to them, and it doesn't have to happen to you. You can avoid the annuity trap. Here's one way. Get the free report, Annuity Insights, your guide to better understanding annuities, by calling 1-800-304-5558. Written by Forbes columnist and money manager Ken Fisher's firm, this powerful report could help save you from major financial heartache, and it's offered today for free. If you have an annuity or are considering one, claim your free annuities guide today. Hurry, free copies are limited. Call now, 1-800-304-5558. 1-800-304-5558.
Well, my husband is a retired sergeant from the Air Force.
Well, he was in the Army for 14 years and an MP.
23 million veterans, they're heroes who need our help.
Well, I'm here because my daughter has had her third surgery for cancer.
We've had some difficulties, so we're here quite some time. We're going on to 3 weeks.
When our heroes' families need help, they turn to Fisher House.
We learned about the Fisher House through the doctor, and we were so grateful, because who has 3 weeks to be able to come and stay at a hotel?
Fisher House is a safe, free place to stay for families of wounded warriors and veterans receiving treatment at VA and military medical centers.
Fisher House is not only a home away from home, it was like family away from family.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Thank you, Fisher House.
Helping military and veterans families. Fisher House at fisherhouse.org. Sometimes having family close by is a hero's best medicine.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
This hour of Live and Local now brought to you in part by PIPCOA, the Pain Injury Brain Center of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIPCOA, they treat your chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy. You don't have to live with chronic pain anymore. I suffered from chronic pain due to an impingement of my rotator cuff. I tried cortisone shots. I tried painful physical therapy. Nothing worked. Then a friend suggested PIPCOA, and after just 6-hour-long treatments, the pain in my shoulder went away. In fact, I canceled my shoulder surgery. So you don't have to live with chronic pain anymore, regardless of why you have the pain. Headaches, migraines, disc injuries, broken bones, hips, knees, feet, PTSD. Regardless of why you have the pain, make the pain go away. Call Summer at PIPCOA. She's waiting to take your call right now, in fact. 702-546-8767. The number again, 702-546-8767. Let's get to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You call in. You tell us what it is you want to talk about. It may be something we talked about earlier in the show, something we talked about earlier in the week, or maybe it's something we haven't talked about that we should be talking about. In fact, let's begin with Steve. Steve, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, hi, Kevin. You know, Hillary Clinton was calling us Trump supporters deplorables. Now, I'm looking at the field of Democratic candidates, and these people are nuts. I mean, the socialist stuff. How could a Democrat vote for these people? I mean, they're the real deplorables, these ones that are supporting Bernie and the rest of them. I mean, one thing
which policy in particular are you talking about, Steve?
Okay, all of them want open borders. Do you know what would happen to this country? You know what would happen to this country? We go bankrupt.
We'd be overrun.
We'd be overrun, exactly. So how could a patriotic American who is a member of the Democratic Party that loves this country or is proud of this country, how could they vote for any one of these candidates? The only thing I could think of is their hate for Trump is so great that they would vote for anybody to get him out of office, number one. Or number two, they hate this country. President Trump should have bought Greenland, and we would have shipped them all out over there.
I love that idea. Buy Greenland and ship all of these people that hate America and just ship them off. Yeah. Problem solved. Steve, thanks, man. No, it's a simple call like that. And he comes up with a winning idea. A win-win for all of us. That frees up a line. You've been trying to get through. You've been getting a busy signal. I hate that when you call a talk show and you get a busy signal. Oh, I just hate it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. And again, we're just hours away from the debate. It's going to begin at 6 o'clock our time. But then so will the president from Phoenix. Yeah, this is going to be great. The president's going to go nuts tonight. And, of course, we'll have highlights from both the debate and from the president's address, his CAG rally in Phoenix, Arizona. And right now he's on the golf course in Rancho Mirage. This is a guy that gets around. I'm glad he always brings a change of clothes, because obviously he'll be dressed up in his Trump tie and his, $10,000 suits, $100,000 suits, whatever they are. Yeah. No, I'm just saying. This president will be in rare form tonight. And fresh off of Rancho Mirage. And by the way, for the record, they're selling tickets to that event at Larry Ellison's place, the Oracle guy. They're selling tickets for $250,000 a piece for a super PAC. That's incredible. That's absolutely incredible. Let's go to Robert. Robert, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. You're awesome. You should be nationwide. Number one, the voting system software has been installed in Nevada and many other states that allows them to use a Surface Pro, this election guard type of remote access to systems. They're saying that it's for accuracy, but actually they can manipulate the machines, and we're demanding an investigation. I would beg the president, if I could talk to him, say, please have a voter fraud task force, because the software interferes with the voter count and the truth of the voter. So we need an investigation of the software that was upgraded. We tried to get in touch with Worley, but he won't talk. He's in charge of signing off on the new software that's going to rig this election. Number two is I think that the president should clear out the prisons of all the illegal alien gangbangers that are sentenced to life in many years, because we're paying for their hotel accommodations. A lot of people, you normal people, don't realize that they love our jails. It's like a resort.
It's three squares. It's three squares and all, you know.
So let's dump all of them, and we'll save $1 billion and clear out the prisons. And also make it safer for the real Americans that are in there for some reason. But the gangbangers come here on purpose. They shoot somebody and say, thanks, I got life. They're going to feed me up forever. And then they run prison. They run businesses out of the jail. So, dear President, we love you. Please dump the criminals off into the country. Just take a C-130, give them a parachute and a McDonald's Happy Meal, and be done with it.
Wow. That sounds like a simple solution to a complex problem. Let's go to Paul. Paul, you're next, and you're on Live and Local Now. Go right ahead.
Real quick, this is for your gun owners in the listening audience. And for those anti-gunners, I have some bad news for you. This is Kitano versus Massachusetts, United States Supreme Court, the year is 2016. They addressed the Second Amendment and the types of firearms that it protects. It's been kept very quiet by your side, and the media hasn't put it out, so I am. And here is from the majority opinion. The Second Amendment extends prima facie to all instruments that constitute bearable arms. If you can carry it, it's protected, even those that were not in existence at the time of the founding. So the Supreme Court has addressed what firearms are protected by the Second Amendment. If you can carry it, rifle, pistol, shotgun, I don't care what it is, it is constitutionally protected, and any gun control law is a violation of the Constitution and federal law. So if you want to keep going, be my guest, but this case is going to get thrown up when you bring up your bills, and it's going to be thrown out. And that's what happened in Virginia. The Virginia legislature, the Senate in particular, this information was given to the Democrat senators in Virginia's Senate, and four of them voted down Governor Northam's gun ban.
That's true. It's true. And there was a huge celebration, by the way. Did you see that? People went nuts. More to come as we continue. You want to join us? I've just freed up a line at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Coming up, the reaction on the left, rather predictable, I might add, to the pardons and commutations yesterday by the President of the United States. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and Local Now. Many of us live every day with chronic pain. Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you suffer from chronic pain, you need to do something about it. I'm here to tell you about PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, now open in Las Vegas. At PIBCOA, they treat chronic pain without addictive drugs and with non-invasive pain-free therapy that increases healing by 500%. It's this rapid healing that makes the pain go away. Now, this technology has been used by professional athletes for more than 30 years, and now it's available to you. For over 8 months, I dealt with my own chronic pain from a rotator cuff injury. I tried cortisone shots, painful physical therapy, and nothing worked. My doctor had me scheduled for arthroscopic surgery, but thankfully, I discovered PIPCOA. After just 6 pain-free treatments at PIPCOA, my shoulder pain went away. Repeat, my shoulder pain went away, and we canceled the surgery. Make your pain go away. Call PIPCOA at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I want to talk with those of you who own or operate businesses, regardless of size. Hey, Kevin Wall here. The Trump economy has been great for business, creating hundreds of thousands of new jobs. With that incredibly strong economy comes the challenge of attracting and keeping productive employees. Business leaders agree high-quality group health insurance plans are a key to attracting and keeping your best employees. That's why you need to talk with my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group. High-quality group health insurance plans create favorable tax benefits for both employer and employees. These plans can include lower premiums, lower deductibles, huge savings on name brand prescriptions, and in some cases, only a copay can apply to ER visits. For those of you outside Clark County, group employer benefit plans allow you and your employees more carrier options, better affordability, and greater physician access. If employer retention is important to you and your business, call my friend Pat Casale at the MultiCare Group, 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449.
How well did your lawmaker represent your interests in the last legislative session? I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. Nevada Policy just released our legislative review and report card, giving taxpayers, parents, and activists a real look into what happened behind the closed doors in the last legislative session. In addition to scoring lawmakers on their overall voting record, the report card ranks lawmakers on individual policy areas, taking into account their actions behind the scenes, as well as their votes. Nevada Policy's put together an incredible, in-depth look at which lawmakers, regardless of their overall score, truly fought for taxpayers' interests in Carson City. And you might just be surprised by some of the results. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to download your digital copy of the 2019 Legislative Review and Report Card. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
You know, for years now, you heard me talking about real water. Obviously, I love it. We drink it here in studio. Our guests drink it in studio. But there's real science behind why it is so good. It's not all about how good it tastes. It's infused with negative ions, which basically means it has a bunch of extra electrons. So you see, those negative electrons help you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. Now, I told my friends Brent and Amy, they're the owners of Real Water, that I really want to offer my listeners, that means you, a special on Real Water. And they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon. Everybody goes to Amazon. I mean, I shop on Amazon. And search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. add it to your cart, and when you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WALL. That's the number 10, WALL, W-A-L-L, all caps, no space, and they'll give you 10% off, a 10% discount. It just doesn't get much better than that. Great tasting real water with all its beneficial properties delivered right to your door, and I know you'll love it, trust me. You will taste and feel this difference. Anyway, tell you what let's do. Let's get back to your phone calls. In fact, let's go to Scott. Scott, you're up and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Great to talk to you again. You had a couple callers ago talking about the voter fraud. He didn't go far enough, just like Megan Barr. I mean, she's been fighting the voter fraud. President Trump needs to write an executive order to mandatory paper receipt from the electronic machines, because you got Google and Apple out there that are pulling strings. I mean, look how much they're censoring everybody. But if he writes an executive order or they're about something like that, that mandatory, you have to have a paper receipt for any electronic machine. He's got the numbers to win right now.
But can I tell you, though, my question is, why don't we have judges that will authorize an audit of one precinct?
Because they're paid off.
They're
the Democrat, you know. This would get the Democrats pounding their shoes on the table, you know. besides Trump, President Trump having a big prayer at the beginning of his rallies and a big prayer at the end of his rallies. Prayer will save us.
There you go. Thanks, man. Let's go to Michael. Michael, you're next and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Michael at the Southwest VA Clinic. Glad you could squeeze me in here.
Good to have
you. I made another 40 actual hard paper copies of Victor Jake's great column from February 2nd about the crazy Bernie bros and all that stuff. And
oh, my God.
I'll be handing them out. I'll be parking for free at Ellis Island, walking over to Paris because I refuse to pay for parking on the Strip.
I don't blame you.
Thank God for Mr. Adelson keeping parking free at his properties and the Wynn folks. But anyway, I'll be walking over there whatever time the debate is and handing out as many as I can to people and try not to get arrested as an agitator or something like that.
Or be careful of the Bernie bros. The Bernie bros are everywhere. I mean, they really honestly are. Let's go to Steve. Steve, you're next, and you're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Thanks for taking my call. The hallmark of the Democrats is hypocrisy. So I'm watching the news over the weekend when they were having the early voting, and the people that were there to vote said they had to show their ID. And I was thinking, now, wait a minute. The Democrats, they call that voter suppression. And so yesterday or the day before, I'm reading online that the appeals court in D.C. struck down a North Carolina voter ID law, saying that it was voter suppression. So my question is, whose vote are the Democrats here in town trying to suppress?
Well, and just so we're specific here, it was the court found that there was intent to suppress the vote, which is not necessarily voter suppression, but it's the intent. The big question is, can you prove? Can you prove voter suppression? And I'm not sure you can. Now, one of the things that Bernie Sanders talked about yesterday, in fact, he was at UNLV. And I want you to hear Bernie, because to listen in his own words to what he's trying to tell people, in particular young people, is that this election is all about Trump. To hell with policy, Medicare for all, the economy. Forget all of that. And this is what I think will be Bernie's undoing eventually, either in the primaries or eventually in a general election with Trump, is that this is all going to be about Donald J. Trump.
This is, as I think all of you know, the most consequential election in the modern history of America, maybe in American history. And what our campaign is about are two fundamental issues. Number one, we must and we will defeat the most dangerous president in the modern history of America. The American people, regardless of their political views, understand that for the sake of the future of this nation, we cannot continue to have in office a president who is a pathological liar, a president who is running a corrupt administration, a president who is undermining American democracy and does not understand the Constitution of the United States of America, that we cannot continue to have in office a president who is a racist, a sexist, a homophobe, a xenophobe, and a religious bigot. And those are his good qualities. But our campaign is about more than defeating Trump. Our campaign is about creating an economy and a government that works for all of us, not just wealthy campaign contributors. The working families of this country are sick and tired of the grotesque level of income and wealth inequality that exists. They're working longer hours, they're working two or three jobs, and almost all new income and wealth goes to the top 1%. The working people of this country are tired of a corrupt political system in which billionaires think they can buy elections. So today we say to all of those billionaires who think they can buy elections, we are a democracy, not an oligarchy. You're not going to buy this election.
I wanted you to hear that. And it was either that or I was going to let you hear Bernie run down a whole list of the giveaways. But you've heard about that. Free college and this sort of thing. Forgiving your student loan debt. Medicare for all of that stuff that's going to cost trillions and trillions of dollars. You're going to hear more of that, I'm sure, tonight. The big question, what are you going to watch? Would you rather watch the Demo-rats and Michael Bloomberg, or would you rather watch the president in Phoenix? I'm going to be watching both because I'm going to bring you highlights from both. But this is going to be a night to remember. And Saturday is going to be a day to remember. This is going to be one of those times when you're going to be flipping back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And eventually, on Saturday, we'll have a winner. Maybe not Saturday. Maybe it'll be Sunday. And again, they're using paper ballots. Maybe it'll be Monday. Oh, God. Not Iowa all over again. I'll be honest with you. Demo-rats don't seem to be doing too well with technology. And that's why I think this thing could go on into Sunday. It could go on into Monday. The Demo-rats don't do well with technology. They struggle with it. I'm just telling you. Tomorrow, Wayne Allen Root, who won the debate? The 9th Demo-rat debate right here in Las Vegas. We'll tell you, and Wayne Allen Root will do the honors. All that and more tomorrow as we continue. Till we join you then, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, would you please? Live and local now. Look inside, girl. Let the sound take you away. Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and five daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super-serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
ABET, Winchester, Las Vegas, 790. Talk now. Talk that rock.